And hello and welcome. Thanks for scrolling by, tuning in, or dropping in, however you are. I'm Jay Cruz, the host of the HRN News at 7, and we're inviting our Healthy Life radio host on to kind of go through some tips and pieces of advice, sage advice, words of wisdom to kind of help us deal with what have turned out to be some very interesting and curious times that we're living through these days, obviously with COVID kicking in a couple of years ago and the aftermath of everything that's that. Seems that things are a little different than they used to be, and people are having issues managing some stress. Today, one of our hosts, Stacy Crew, is joining us. Stacy, your show is on the third Tuesday each and every month? Or is it the
third Monday?
Third Monday. The sorry about
third
that.
Third Monday of the month. Yep.
Third
sorry. At noon,
and that's it. Noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. The show is called Practical Mindset, and I think it's your second show is coming up in a couple weeks here in August. So
it is. It is.
Looking forward to that. I enjoy a lot of what you talk about on the show because. There's a lot of good tips in there for me, too. One of the good things about working here at HealthyLife.net is I don't have to go out and spend money on books to read about stuff like this. I get to hear a lot of great, great hosts talk about a lot of great things, as do our listeners. So, you know, as I'm sitting here helping the shows get on air, I get to learn a lot of great wisdom from our hosts, too. And, Stacy, a lot of what you do really speaks to me when it talks about, you know, just how our own home is set up. You know, I spend a lot of time out of the home. And then I get home and I go, oh, there's a lot to do here, too. You know, but, yep. You know, what are some of the great things about, you know, keeping your attuning your environment to yourself and tuning out some of the outside noise and finding some peace and inspiration within our own space?
Yeah, I love that question, Jay. You know, as you started this segment, you were talking about COVID and the pandemic, and I think, you know, and then recovering from it, right? So I think we're all still in the process of that. But I think during the pandemic, we really learned how important home is. You know, we were at home a lot. We were, you know, working from home. We were just spending a lot of time in our own surroundings. In fact, I remember reading something in the news or listening to something that said, people were remodeling their homes because they realized that in order for it to function in so many different ways that it needed to, that all of a sudden, you know, people were saying, oh, well, you know, we need an office space, or we need a larger kitchen, a better functioning kitchen and things like that. But yeah, clutter in the home. So I thought just based on your question, you know, I've written the book called Mind Body Kitchen, and you know, there is such a thing as mind clutter, there's body clutter, and there's kitchen clutter. So I can speak a little bit to those three areas, not just our kitchen or our home. But another thing that came out of the pandemic, too, is the fact that we, I think, started to prioritize differently. How we really spend our time. And that kind of weaves into, you know, what's going on. What do we plan? You know, in so many different forms, and it can be just, you know, ruminating on thoughts that aren't helpful to us, right? So, you know, getting rid of those can really help us to just shift into a place where maybe we're experiencing more joy because all of a sudden we're thinking about things that just make us feel a little bit happier. Mm-hmm. So being intentional on what we're thinking about, how we're spending our time up here is just as important as what we're doing on the outside. And then when it comes to body clutter, I would say, I mean, just as a certified health coach, body clutter can come in the form of, you know, just eating too many processed foods. You know, we're more and more becoming more aware of what's in our food. So, you know, if we kind of clog up our system with processed foods that aren't contributing to our overall health, just weeding some of that out, you know. And one easy tip that I like to give people is that if you're eating anything, I'm looking around for a box, I don't have anything handy, but if you're eating something that's out of a box or a package, look at the ingredients, because even to this day, sometimes I'll just go through the grocery store and just pick up products just to see. It's amazing, like, how many ingredients are in things. So a good rule of thumb, if you're trying to clean up that body clutter, is to look for products that have 5 ingredients or less, and that you also know what they are without having to look them up. So that's one way to eliminate some body clutter there. Another is, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's a great piece of advice. You know, if you can't, if there's, more than 4 or 5 ingredients, that's too much. And if you can't pronounce one of the ingredients, that's too much too. I think by now, almost anything I'm going to eat, I can pronounce, even some of the fancier stuff, but at least I, know that it's got less ingredients in the process, because that stuff adds up. You know, that's where all the extra little, like, extra calories or the extra sugar can get into from different things after it hits our body and we digest it. You know, thankfully my body does that, because I wouldn't remember to turn on the digestive system each and every day. I'd probably forget that. But, at some point, you might be like, well, I eat something and now I'm off for a couple of days and now I have this issue, and it can affect you. You could, start all of a sudden you're up all night with a stomach ache or some stomach issues, and then it takes a couple of days to get your rest back in cycle, if at all, from that. And then you maybe don't eat or overeat to compensate for that, or, something along those lines, which has an effect. So eating clean and clean thoughts as well. If something isn't really involving maybe myself, my industry, my job, or my family or friends, maybe I can let it wait. Maybe it's, they're going to talk about in Washington on all of our state capitals, and that's always going to be there, and we're never going to agree on anything. But, sometimes we hear things like, a year before there'll be a decision made on it or anything's happening. And it's like, and people get, it's nice to be aware, but sometimes, to think about a topic for a year plus of your life that you maybe don't have much to do other than a year from now, there's an election and you get to go check a box with your opinion, like anyone else,
Yep.
It's a lot too much to invest. And in the long run, I don't think too many people have really been able to change too many folks' minds. We might get our thoughts out, but I rarely will change anyone's mind. And I'm not really out to do that. I think people have a right to think what they do. And I shouldn't be invested in changing their minds unless it's something completely wrong. And then that's a different case, but that's not really what we're dealing with now. So the various costs of, costs are going up and everything, being able to spend time at home, before you go out and, spend money on maybe a new improvement, going, I bought half the materials last year because I planned on doing something similar to another part of the house. And now I have double the amount of stuff that maybe I don't need, or there's some things here that I haven't used. Maybe I'll donate them to an organization that, is trying to help out others too. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, I think people, like I said, when during the pandemic, we spent so much time at home that you start to see things that you don't see if you're super busy, right? You're sitting there on your sofa, you've been sitting on the same sofa for months, and all of a sudden it's like, I never really noticed that before. Or, I never noticed that, there's a pile full of books that maybe I don't need all of those books, things like that. Or the amount of clothing in our closets, because we wore fewer pieces of clothing during the pandemic. So again, mm-hmm. Great opportunity to downsize and help others at the same time. But I think we would spend more time in our homes if we like the surroundings, because I don't think sometimes people are aware that maybe they just don't really like what they're looking at all the time. So if you really assess what you're looking at, changes. Yeah. And I did want to jump back to, because you made such a great point about related to mind clutter and talking about issues in DC and voting and all of that. And this couldn't be more timely because I was having a little text exchange with a neighbor friend of mine, and she was telling me that it might rain today. And I live in Colorado, and it might hail, right? And
okay.
It might, but it might not. And, and then about 5 minutes later, she sent me a text saying, oh, look what I, saw online. And I do think that, when we start talking about things, they show up, right? And not only from a technological perspective, but from a manifesting perspective too. What we focus on tends to show up. So I thought it was a really interesting example. And when she sent that to me, I was like, geez, that's a lot of time spent ruminating on something that might not even happen. The worry that goes into that.
Yeah.
So again, it's we've got to be really intentional, I think, about where we allow our brain to go.
Yeah. And that's where, mindfulness and mindset is so key. We a lot of times think about what we did yesterday or years ago, and maybe we celebrate a moment or think how we could improve it. We look to the future and think, what we want and, what we want to avoid. And as we're doing that, we're missing, this conversation right now with each other. We're sharing it with our listeners, in this couple minutes. We'll be wrapped up soon and we'll be on to back to the declutter, back to the emails or whatever it is that we're going to be doing. But, for this moment, just kind of be mindful. And that's a great, great way to kind of, I think, deal with a lot of this stuff. So much we're told about is, there's always like extra, extra, read all about it. Boogeyman's loose in the neighborhood. And now they've reduced that to clickbait,
True.
Sensationalistic headlines, and it's just called clickbait or stuff like that. And as these new terms come about for essentially a lot of the old things, that's kind of part of it too. They get new attention, gets a new new cycle in the lexicon of speech, and people paying attention to it. And it's really the same thing that maybe we've already cycled through, but it's coming up again. So sometimes it's nice to, when it comes again, maybe help our friends and family that haven't been through that cycle before and going, we were through this generation before, a couple of years before, and, you'll be in it a couple of years in the future as well. So, a lot of these things do recycle. And if we stick together and stay positive and take a few tips from ourselves and from our great hosts like Stacy Crew, it's a good way to kind of have a better day, and these challenging times will just be timed and won't be so challenging anymore. And hopefully things will be out for the better. Stacy Crew on the third Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern. And Stacy is located in Mountain Time. If people want to find her website, not that it matters what time you look for it, but Stacy lives in the area in Colorado, which is a state I've never been to, but seems to have a lot of the same qualities of things I like. So it's definitely a fun place. And I have a few friends that live in that state. So I appreciate the mindset coming from Colorado, but want our listeners to find your website and find all the stuff available there, including a number of books that you have on these topics.
Sure. So my book is called Mind Body Kitchen. It's right behind me there. Mm-hmm. And, my website is stacycrew.com. So it's StacyCrew.com. And I'm on Instagram, pretty active on Instagram at Stacy Crew Wellness. Sometimes on Twitter at Stacy Crew, but Instagram is probably a really good place to find me, as well as Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Instagram is my favorite. I think it's still a good way to communicate to people, and I've yet to see as much of the political stuff on Instagram. You can comment, but it doesn't get as deep as Facebook or even Twitter can and stuff like that. So it's a great place to, of course, showcase a before and after cleanup of a clutter. This is how we started, and this is how we ended. And StacyCrew.com is the website.
That's it.
Stacy Crew Wellness on Instagram and some of the other sites. I just wanted to end on a quick note, Stacy, before we sign off and say goodbye. First of all, thanks for being here. But the decluttering, I know I've been bringing it up a lot, but I remember years ago I had a neighbor in an apartment building, And she went on a vacation, had like two or three cats, and I was asked to watch the cats. And I had never been over to her, even though we're next door neighbors, I'd never been inside her apartment and what have you. But I used to notice that in her free time, you know, she would come home from work and she would go out and then come home. You know, I never really bothered to say anything or care about it, but I was just like, you know, wow, some nights I like to go out, some nights I like to come home and just relax and be home and do things at home or whatever. And I was like, when I went into her house, I realized she had an issue with clutter and hoarding to an extent. There were things in there that she definitely, I would have let go of, and she probably would have been better if she let go of too, because I realized this is why she's always a little anxious, because she could not come home to relax. The minute you see all that stuff, it's like, okay, this is a big project and I got to start on it. And her mind is attached to that. It's like, oh, I got this magazine from 1978 for this article I might read on, you know, how to catch trout in the Idaho River or something like that, which I've never been to Idaho. I haven't fished in 20 years. And, you know, what am I saving this for? And there's a lot of examples like that when we will look around. So, again, Stacy, thank you so much. Third Monday, each and every month. Your healthy life. And you can listen to her Wednesdays as well. She's on demand if you don't want to wait till the Mondays. And we, of course, are happy to have you on the network. And folks, definitely, if you need a little bit of help with some of the mindset, definitely look up Stacy and listen to her show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here once again, Stacy.
Thanks, Jay.